Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Commanders kicked a little ass yesterday. Let's enjoy ourselves. Jason Holcomb on Twitter sent me his credit pie for the big win. 30% for the O-line, 20% for the offensive skill position players, 30% coaching. Cliff was on one, and Witt was great. 10 for the linebackers and 10 for the DBs. Everybody eats. DQ gets his own pie. For taking that hit and keep on ticking. I like that. DQ deserves a ton of credit.
Yes, he does.
Let's go to these phones. Richard Montgomery, Mike, what's your credit pie look like?
Hey, JP. Good to hear your voice. Before I get started with my credit pie, I have to ask, when you went to BCC, you were talking last week about ballerinas and tutus.
Yes.
Were they the BCC ballerinas when you were there?
The Barons, sir. And I'll have you know that terrible ass field at Richard Montgomery is where I first hurt my left ankle. It's been a problem my whole life. So
I'm so sorry.
I got no love. What is it, the Rockets?
Reminded me of that.
What the hell is Richard Montgomery? The Rockets?
Anyway, guys, I happen to be a character coach at a local high school here in Fredericksburg many years ago, and we focused on the head, the heart, and the spirituality of the teams. And I've heard you guys, my credit pie goes to both you guys, you, B. Mitch and JP. You guys set such a good example on the radio to young men, to other folks that listen to you guys about the importance of chemistry, about fellowship, about the positiveness in all situations. And whether the team is playing well or playing bad, you guys always find a way to spin positiveness, and I appreciate that, not just because of I'm a former football player, but also an athlete who appreciates the message you guys send. So my credit pie goes to both of you guys.
Thank you.
And if I have a football player I'd like to recognize as a credit pie, I want it to go to Jeremy Reeves. That hit he made on that running back late in the game was just unbelievable. Stopped him in his tracks. So God bless you guys. Appreciate what you do, and thanks again.
Thanks, brother.
I appreciate you.
Occasionally I say some out-of-pocket stuff. I didn't think the spirituality coach would be on my side, but I'll take it, Landfill.
Yeah.
I can use whatever I can get right now.
You need all you can get.
800-636-1067. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Ed in Potomac. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
It's always good, not much, driving from Connecticut back home to Maryland. But you know what makes the drive from that so much better? When you're winning and you win a football game the way we did yesterday, I don't think I've listened to one single song all the way down. I've been listening to 106.7 The Fan since the Junkies came on and since you guys came on, because it feels good to just keep talking and talking and talking about a winning organization, and that's what we've become. Since last year, we have gone 16-7, including the playoffs. So it just feels good to be back to almost 10 games above 500 as an organization almost 10 years. But anyways, to my credit pie, I'm going to give 25% to the offense, 25% to defense. I'm going to go ahead and give 10% to DQ for taking that hit, because, damn it, if that was me, I'm in concussion protocol. And 30% I'm going to give to Jalen Landon. Here's why he's getting a big chunk of that pie. Because this is my pie, but I'm going to split it up. But he's going to eat majority of this pie. Here's why. When the game was 20-10, they needed a play. Okay? They needed a play to essentially close that game out. I know they scored more points, two more touchdowns, but he running that 90-yard kick return back and doing what he was essentially doing.
Oh, no.
He closed that game out. He closed that game out for them, in my opinion, and put a statement on it.
All right, baby. I'm with that.
Appreciate it, man. Good call. You kind of cut in and out, which sucks, but thank you. Bones is in Southeast. What's up, Bones?
Hey. What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, JP? Shout out to my main man, Jeff. Hey, look, check it out, man. I'm going to get 25% to the offense, 25% to the defense. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get 25% to the special team. I'm going to get 12% to the coaches. And that other 13%, I'm giving it to Jeff Walker for putting that Donna Blaze song out, man. Irregardless if he said Oakland or not. Just the effort, man. You get 12% for the effort. Thanks for taking my call, man. Love you guys, man. Peace.
All right, Bones.
Thank
you,
Bones.
Brother.
Appreciate you, man. Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. We're deep in Southeast today. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
hey,
up, Zeke?
The show, man. Hey, listen, first of all, yeah, I'm the same way. You guys get off of Jeff, man. We still call them Bama's Oakland. Until they win something, they the Oakland Raiders, man. Jeff, you right. They Oakland.
And, yeah, they just playing Vegas, though, for 5 years now, Zeke.
It's all good. Hey, but my credit pie, you got to give at least 55% to the special teams. I think at one point in the game, they said that our special team, we had more yardage than the whole Raiders offense. Was that true? I think that's what they said.
Oh, yeah.
So 55%, you got to give to the special team. They played an outstanding game. The other 20% I'm going to give to that defensive line, man. I'm talking about Gentry. He had nowhere to go. Every time you look, man, they plugged the holes and they had my boy running around like he didn't know what to do with the ball. So that's 75. So another 15% I'm going to give to the offense because we put up 40 with a backup quarterback. And then I got to get a rest to DQ, man, because, I mean, he took that hit, and I just knew he was going to protocol after that. But he got up, man, and ran the rest of the game. So I appreciate him. So, hey, Victory Monday, guys. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
You know, he probably should be in protocol. They just don't have no way of putting the coach in it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Zeke.
That's what it is. All right.
And, I mean, knowing DQ, there's no chance he wasn't going back out there.
Oh, yeah.
No chance.
He's like, he'll see what his player's trying to tell him. Man, coach, you're tripping, man. I want to play.
Landfill, what's your credit pie look like?
I'm going to give 5% to Dan Quinn for taking the hit. 15% will go to all the coaches, including Dan Quinn, in addition to that. But he gets 5% special on his own. I'm going to go 30 to the offense. Then we'll go 25, not to the special teams, to the return game, because there were some parts of special teams that were not good.
Yeah.
But the return, good. Good. Mm-hmm. And then I guess, what's that, 25% left? The other 25% goes to the defense.
They played well, man.
They did.
They played well.
They did that.
So for me, part of me wants to go straight up 33.
That'd be 33 and one third.
Okay. Just offense, defense, special teams. Maybe you knock it down a little bit because Gabe put one out of bounds and missed the kick. I just thought it was true complimentary football. The vibes in that locker room were really, really cool afterwards. You could tell everybody was happy with how they had played and effort. And I like when you get that. Specifically – I thought Mariota was really, really excellent.
He's outstanding.
And he's just such a good guy that you're, like, happy for him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
got emotion after that game.
Yeah. And it's funny, when he did his press conference, I was like, so he talked about how grateful he was for his team to believe in him. He talked about how happy he was for McNichols. I think McNichols and Mariota were in Vegas together years back. Not Oakland, Jeff. But, I just
he gave you the one finger salute, dog.
Getting explosive plays all over the field, I thought, helped so much. If you want to go through and do it, McNichols, McLaurin, Lane, Debo, Luke, the O-line overall, I thought was really, really good. They got really good play all over the field.
They did.
And it makes a world of difference when you're able to do it. You know what I mean?
100%, brother.
And I think that's why it was one of these games that everybody contributed all over. Defensively, I thought Wagner was great. Armstrong was great.
Mm-hmm.
The interior guys, it didn't exactly pop for them, but
they clogged up stuff all
day. Kinlaw was really good. Yeah. Jensen's a talented back, and he was finally able to get a little bit more than he had in the first couple games, but Jensen never really got going in that game. I thought they really had to respond, and they did, and I think that was so impressive for this thing. Jensen finished the game 17 carries for 63 yards, 3.7 a pop. I made a point. I think I tweeted this out yesterday before the game. As you see, specifically the sack and the pressure production from all over the D line, and people are like, well, what about Frankie? Witt said last Thursday that teams are starting to handle Frankie differently, where he used to just kind of get chips, or he would get he wasn't necessarily the focal point of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now defenses are focusing on Frankie, and I think we got to keep in mind
somebody else got to step up.
That's probably opening stuff up for other guys. Yeah. I thought
he was on plays yesterday. I didn't think he was wasn't doing anything. I think he was on plays yesterday.
I thought Debo was such a tone setter on that first kickoff return. Debo deserves a lot of credit to me in this game. Let's go to our guy Chris in Fredericksburg. Chris, what's up, man? What's your credit pie look like?
Yeah, man, thank you for the call. You know, it's actually going to be 35% for the special teams, man. And the rest is just kind of settles in where it's at. You know, and B-Mitch, you can speak on this, man. There ain't nothing like a crowd when that special teams kick off, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that, you know, it wasn't our offense inspiring our defense. It wasn't our defense inspiring our offense. Special team made its own name. And the running backs by committee as well, man. I don't see anything wrong with that. We got strength in different size, different speeds. Jeremy McNichols, man, let's give him some love too, man, because this guy stood out amazingly. You know, I think he's done a great job the past couple of years being our playmaker when we need him. But when his name is called, he's ready as well, man. I definitely want to give a shout-out to Joe Witt Jr. as well. I don't think he gets enough love, man, enough credit for being that solid warrior and commanding that front line. When we control that line of scrimmage, when we control that front, man, it sets the tone, man. And we're there with that violent attitude that we always have known to be. So it's just a pleasure to see that our identity is there, regardless of whose name is called, whatever number is there. The identity has been set, led by our commander-in-chief, Dan Quinn.
All right, brother.
There you have it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. I mean, DQ, it's funny how I think the fan base has really turned around on DQ. I think the way he coaches, he pours his guts, his heart, soul. He's willing to be vulnerable, which a lot of football coaches are way too ego-driven to allow for that.
Mm-hmm.
This was the win they needed and the win they got. And I think it's cool. Like, looking at this schedule now, you got Atlanta next week. Atlanta got their ass kicked yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw any of that.
I just a little bit. But
30-0 to the Panthers.
You bench your quarterback and you bring in Kirk, and he did absolutely nothing either.
I mean, it was mop-up time at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Penix completed 50% of his passes, 18 mm-hmm. of 36 with two picks.
Mm-hmm.
It was just bad, bad. And then they go to Kirk at the end of that thing. I would think it's going to be Penix again next week, don't you?
I would think so.
But all of a sudden, you got Atlanta next week, Maybe you get to 3-1. We're going to eventually have the Jaden conversation. Will Jaden be back this week? We'll see, right? Like,
if he's healthy, he's back. If he's not, he's not, because that's why you have a legitimate backup. Just in case something goes wrong, you can trust in him. And then I was on the show before the game, and they were like, what do you think is a reason that Mariota be good? I say his play, all of his teammates have confidence in him. All he did was produce last year, and they felt the same way this year. So great things happened for him.
Let's go to our guy, Deacon in D.C. Deke, what'd you think yesterday?
Oh, man, big ups. Big ups to the coaches for letting the youngins, for letting the puppies play, you understand, without putting any restraints on them. A big ups to Debo for setting the mood of the whole game, and a great big ups to all of the people that came out yesterday. Even though we came off of a loss, they still performed.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know about that place kicker, baby.
Yeah. You ain't the only one.
Appreciate you, Deke. Thank you, buddy. Phone lines are pretty full. Keep calling in. 800-636-1067. Got this from Big John on Twitter. Says, special teams 40%, O-line 25%, Mariota 15%, Revo 5%, DQ 10, Cliff 5. Great team win overall. Great building
Revo's
block.
Revo's an absolute beast, bro. He will knock your jock off. Bro.
Tone setter, man. Tone setter. Cody Betts, our old producer turned tech executive, he tweeted, Lamphill, it's only fair. Nobody has credited the alumni yet. Crazy how fast people forget about their impact.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell?
I mean, he's right. I'm upset that it took 5 years for the alumni to start doing enough to help the team win. But now that they're doing it, thanks. Thank you, guys.
About damn time.
You're a damn fool.
Phone lines are open all day. We do need to get into a little bit of a conversation. Did Washington look great because of the Raiders, or did Washington look great because of Washington? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token for tonight's game as the Ravens take on the Lions. Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown. Lamar Jackson, how about an anytime touchdown for him? And Amara St. Brown, let's go with an anytime touchdown as well. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration or max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And he has to be a superhero every play. But every once in a while, when that person leaves, they draw up a game plan to have everybody involved where it helps out the quarterback. I believe you do the same type of game plan with a Jaden Daniels in the game, you can get the same, you get more out of him, where so many people are helping, and he has to be that great guy every once in a while, not all the time. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's part of how why things look so whatever, because I always say, I don't care. Like, I know when we mentioned it earlier, and Logan said, man, like, you give a Tom Brady or like a Josh Allen. Tom Brady had a lot of damn support. His offense, offensive line was damn good. He had consistent receivers that would always be there for him as a liability. The running game was good with the Patriots, and the defenses were good, and the special team would help him out. So it wasn't all about Tom making everybody good. Tom may have to be a superhero all the damn time. Now, when it came late in the game, he get that done for you, just like Pat Mahomes. So I just think that it's the way the game plans are drawn up sometimes. Some people, you know, you just forget. Still a player. You know, I know he's great, but hell, you don't want him to be great all the time, because if you try to be great all the time, he's going to get banged up.
Got this from Can I Borrow a Dollar on Twitter. He said, I'd like to say we look good as a team because it's us and not because the Raiders are atrocious. I think it's 2 to 3 weeks too early to judge until things start to shake out as far as good teams versus bad teams. I agree with that. I do think we're starting to see some bad teams. I think the Giants are a bad team. But the reality is, beat the bad teams and beat the brakes off them. That's exactly what they've done. If you want to say the Giants and the Raiders are bad, cool. They've won by 4 touchdowns between those two teams. Like,
hey, bro. All I know is every
good
week,
teams are supposed to be bad teams.
Every weekend they're playing against a professional football team. Am I right?
Yeah.
The guys on those teams get paid too. If you whip their asses, I don't care if people say, oh, they're not playing well. No, their chemistry is not right yet, but they got all professional athletes. And sometimes your team just happened to make the other team look bad. Because we had already written Green Bay up as the next best thing. They lost yesterday to Cleveland. You know why? Cleveland got a good defense. And then all of a sudden, when Green Bay's offense wasn't working, their defense got a little messed up, didn't they not? Because everybody wasn't clicking. So maybe, just maybe, this team can be as good as they were in week 1 and week 3. It just maybe got caught up or overlooked stuff a little bit when they went up to Green Bay.
I think Green Bay was a bit of a buzzsaw. It's a primetime game. They're honoring Sterling Sharp at halftime. I also think Parsons controlled the line of scrimmage. What Parsons was able to do for them changed things. I'm not shocked that Washington made some changes to their O-line after the Green Bay game. They couldn't run it. Jaden was getting beat up all night. Like, teams are allowed to evolve over the course of a season. I always say a football season is a living, breathing organism that changes throughout.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not entirely convinced the Raiders are terrible. I don't think they're very good. But they have some dudes that matter. Brock Bowers, you wonder if he was healthy in that game. Would that have made a difference? Like, specifically, the play Will Harris broke up in the end zone. That was a really good throw from Geno, and Bowers ran a good route. He physically wasn't able to go high point it, which I wonder if when he's healthy. But you know what happens in the NFL? Guys are beat up, and Harris made a great play and knocked it away. I don't think you have to be dismissive of that win because the Raiders don't seem to be very good. You're supposed to beat the bad teams. And what did they do? They beat them by, help me with the math, B, 41-24. 17?
17 point, bro.
Yeah. In their 2 wins, they've won by 17 and 14. That's pretty good.
Hey, man. You can't choose your family, and you can't choose your opponents. You just beat them when they show up.
Right, right.
I mean, let's be real.
Whoever it is. Jeffrey, where do you land on the Washington has looked good, but they're beating bad teams stuff? Because you know it's going to be a talking point.
I'm not going to lie, JP. I was actually thinking about this morning, and I feel as though we're, how do I say this? We're like a step behind good teams, but we are ahead of the bad teams. And when we moved in our power ranking last week, when we dropped a couple of places, I wasn't you know, mad about it or anything, because we know this team can go out and win. We know when we play bad teams, we're going to go out there and beat them. And we know when we play good teams, there's a possibility we're going to go out there and beat them. It's not like the old Washington where teams were looking to, you know, turn their season around, get their first win like the Detroit Lions or anything like that. It's not an automatic W in Washington anymore.
Like if they go to 3-1 this week after playing Atlanta, their three wins will be against Atlanta, Vegas, and the Giants. Is that bad? They're 3-1. Like at some point, it's like just this constant goalpost moving.
But the thing, like I'm saying, Jay, Green Bay lost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To Cleveland. Okay? Green Bay beat us. You can't look at the team because they hadn't played well a week or two, because at any given week, any given Sunday, you can lose to anybody out there. They lost to Cleveland, dude. So why are we going to sit up here and not think that we can be this team that's shown what they've shown in week one and week three? I mean, the questions, it's thrown out there, but you are playing pro teams every damn week. There are first rounders. There are potential Hall of Famers on damn near every team out there. So when you beat them, you beat them. Because if you were to lose to them, people damn well will destroy you. So when you go out and handle your business, why should that be questioned?
I also think, to me, what stands out as a good team beating a bad team is that it's not close. Yo, Vegas ties it up in the second quarter. And that seemed like a real eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, let's put our foot down and kick their ass. Yeah. You know what they did? Literally, McNichols put his foot down, went 60 yards, scored. They get the field goal at the end of half. Like, I don't know that it matters when they're playing what team is good, what team is bad. You saw results yesterday all over the place that kind of show the any given Sunday nature of the NFL. Miami was dead to rights, right? They gave the Bills a tough game on Thursday night.
That's what I'm saying.
Arizona or Niners, like, who do you believe in from that? A 16-15 final that was largely a defensive battle. The Colts are 3-0. Are people having this debate, are the Colts good, or are they just playing bad teams? The Colts have the best point differential in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Colts are 3-0 and have outscored their three opponents by 47 points. Think about it. That's almost 50 points in three games. That's really freaking good. Can I tell you my thought with the Colts? Just as an aside.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're cruising. I think that division's bad. I think they're going to be in a good position. And, man, I can't wait to bet against them in the playoffs. Just file that in the back of your head. speaking of betting, one of the boys had a hell of a betting weekend. One of the boys got rich this weekend. We'll tell you who it is, and they're going to share their betting secrets when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley going around the NFL at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere. .1067 The Fan. You know, sometimes the boys get hot, and when you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. And the homie Landfill, Jim Andrew Mullins the Eighth, Professor Landini, whatever you want to call him, the homie Landfill is hot. Landfill. You said the words, "I'm so good at betting right now, I even made money on Sam Darnold."
That is correct, yeah.
Sam Darnold's like your nemesis.
I can't believe you bet on Sam Darnold.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't have faith in the guy. I think he's overrated. I expect him to start sucking at some point this season, but yesterday he came through for me. Barely, but he did it.
All right, so let's run through your whole card. Because if you're betting Sam Darnold in the late window means you're up money and just letting it fly. You were like a sailor coming into port with his paycheck at a roulette wheel.
Yeah, so I've been so full disclosure, I woke up at 12:55 yesterday, so I didn't really get in time for the 1 o'clock games.
Okay.
So I was doing some live betting. I got
what's the unit these days?
We're not gonna discuss unit sizes, but I was up about 10 yesterday.
10 units up.
Yeah.
Oh wow. All right.
So I went 3-1.
In the 1 o'clocks.
No. I only made four bets yesterday. I was 3-1. I got touchdowns from Kieran Williams. Anytime touchdown, winner. Big
winner.
What
was that paying?
It was +313.
Wow. All right.
Then I had Sam Darnold, two or more touchdown passes, winner, +250.
+8 million.
+250.
Still.
They did crush the Saints, but I think Darnold only actually had two touchdowns, which is a little annoying.
What made you want to bet on Sam Darnold? Just playing the Saints?
I got a 100% boost during that window. Okay. So I bet on Darnold. And then I got the Chargers. My only L was the Cowboys, who somehow lost to the Bears. I didn't realize the Cowboys were terrible. But that was a no sweat bet. So I was basically 4-0, if you look at it that way. But really, it was only technically 3-1.
Wow. Congrats, dude. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Big weekend. And it's not even, when you're betting those like anytime touchdowns, those like higher odds, it's not even worth to me looking at it as like a 0-1 or 1-0 because you're like, you're playing these odds that are very different. So I'd say you're more, considering the record there, I'd have you at like, 5-1.
I also, and here's the crazy thing. So
you didn't bet the Commanders game at all?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
But I had been previously this, so this whole season's been doing very well for me. I've been making a lot of money by betting against Arch Manning and the Longhorns because he's overrated as hell. But then I decided after last week the tide had kind of started to turn and now he was overhated, so I would bet on the Longhorns to cover this week, and they did, of course. So that was a big win for me there.
Yeah, I don't like that. I had a really good betting weekend last weekend. This weekend was kind of a chaotic one in the Finley house. So I didn't have a lot of action for me. I did hit Tulsa Friday night, which I really liked. I wish I had hit that for more and taken the money line, but I didn't. I put a bet in Saturday night. I finally got to sit down at a television Saturday night at like 9 o'clock. And I was like, show me something that's on because I'm betting on it. I'm going to sit down and relax for a minute and bet. And Indiana-Illinois had just gone to halftime. Did you catch any of Indiana-Illinois, B. Mitch?
Nope. I saw the score, though.
Yeah. So
they beat the hell out of them.
They sure did. At halftime, this thing was 35-10. And I was like, all right, I think Illinois is going to come back in the second half. Surely it's not going to go this one-sided. I took the Illinois Fighting Illini +4 in the second half. Now, second half bet, it's 0-0s, man. I got a whole new ball game here. Do you know what the final score was of the second half of Indiana-Illinois, Brian?
Just the second half?
Just the second half.
Illinois didn't score, did they?
Nope.
So they beat them by like 30, 40?
28-0.
Damn.
My +4 did not cover. And then last night, you guys know I am loyal to a fault in all capacities. What did we have last night? Kansas City Chiefs traveling to New Jersey to play the Giants. Giants are +6. It's a night game at home. A lot of points. That's a system pick, folks. And when you believe in a system, you got to play by the system. And I put that bet in. And when I found out that, yet again, Brian Daboll was going into a game without a kicker. Now, this was a little bit different. I guess the kicker got hurt during warmups. The Giants are so bad and so dumb that I, in turn, am bad and dumb for betting on them last night, B. I know in a million years you would not have bet on the Giants last night with the 0-2 Chiefs coming to town.
But you did.
Why, Brian, you're a Giants fan. Did you bet on the Giants last night?
No, I did not. I bet on Tyquan Thornton to get 40 yards. And that hit.
He might be emerging. That might be somebody to watch there. Chris Russell's in the building. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that Ahmet brought a bunch of food in.
Oh, yeah, he heard that. He drove in fast.
I bet no matter what happened, Rooster's ride in his commute was worse than everyone else's.
Yep.
Somehow that's what always seems to happen. We're going around the NFL when we return. A lot to discuss, a lot of crazy-ass results yesterday. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.